crazy.
Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex, the only show where two total dudes review one total diva show and delight the entire world. I'm one half of those aforementioned dudes. I am the top hunk of pop punk, the brains behind America's favorite wrestling-themed Ramones core pop punk band, the Razor Ramones. And not the geeks from Canada that were calling themselves that. I am Rex Razor Sharp. And joining me, as always, on this arduous journey of a nightmare is the host of Turnbuckle Turmoil, the host of the Sign of the Times, the host of Sign Guy's Wrestling Show. He is the Bunsen to my beaker. So meet, meet, moop, and welcome to the show, the genius known only as Sign Guy. Sign Guy, how you doing, brother?
I'm fairly disappointed this week because when I went to get my Crazy Steve shirt, they're all horrible.
Oh, they're horrible. Now, are you sure you don't like the one with the giant evil monkey with the tiny little Crazy Steve or Krazy? Let me get this straight. His name is clearly Krazy Steve, if we use the typical rules of the English language. Can we agree to this? It's Krazy Steve.
Possibly. But my favorite of ones available was the tricycle with the balloons on it that says, "That's how I roll." But there was no sign of Crazy Steve on it. It was just like a shirt.
It is the worst thing I've ever seen. If you people would like to enjoy these shirts, go to ProWrestlingTees.com. Find the Crazy Steve store on said website. And then buy shirts that will guarantee no one will ever talk to you again. If you're fed up with human contact, go crazy. Go crazy. Buy all these shirts. And you'll live in your own world of solitude.
Wow. And I was going to buy one. I had my debit card out and everything. I was prepared to make the purchase. But then I'm like, there's nothing Crazy Steve about these shirts. How could you be marketing Crazy Steve shirts and it have nothing at all about Crazy Steve on it?
It makes no sense. There's one that just says smile.
Yes.
That's smile.
Not there's even one crazy. That smiling or anything. It's just the word smile. It could be for a dentist for all we know.
A dentist? It could be for a Christian hip-hop group named Smile? It's anything.
It could be from famed Midwest wrestler of the late 90s, early 2000s, Dr. Smiley.
It could be for any number of things. But alas, it's for Crazy Steve. And then, probably the best seller of the, there's four. He has four choices. What I assume is the best seller. I guess Crazy Steve these days, when he comes to the ring, he wears this, this monkey around his neck. I don't know why. Doesn't matter. He wears this monkey around his neck. So if you log on to prowrestlingtees.com/wretchedcrazysteveT-shirts, you'll find a shirt where a giant evil monkey is wearing a Crazy Steve doll around his neck.
That is a little bit genius.
Very little. Very little. Now, sign guys, what is your...
I go to choptna.com because I'm thinking to myself, TNA's probably got a couple of Crazy Steve t-shirts. So I go to check it out, and they have this menagerie shirt with Crazy Steve prominently featured, but the menagerie itself is completely defunct. But I'm like, well, Crazy Steve's more prominent on here, and I dig Crazy Steve the most, dig him the most. Maybe I'll get it. It's $5 more than the horrible ones. I'm like, well, it's not worth that much. If it was the same price but better quality, I would get it, but they want me to pay more for a t-shirt for a defunct faction. I ultimately chose to go Crazy Steve shirtless, which makes me a little sad. A little sad.
Well, there's a few things we need to discuss. First off, let's talk about your favorite Crazy Steve moment. What is your favorite encounter Crazy Steve has had in his career?
Just recently when he had a chance to win the X Division title.
Who did he wrestle?
He was in one of those multi-person deals.
To have the
chance to become X Division champion, and he did not win.
Mm-hmm. So that was your favorite. Well, my favorite would be somewhere between the match he had where he spent the first 3 minutes of it eating popcorn, and the promo he cut called, if you guys have to find it, search for Crazy Steve on YouTube and find this promo called Let's Play a Game. I think everyone should watch this promo. Let me run you through this promo a little bit. Basically, he's sitting in a room by himself, filming himself, and he is playing a game where it's a game of same and same opposites, how something is the same and how something's the exact opposite. And so he says something that I don't get. First off, he says that a squirrel is the exact opposite of a kid.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, I recognize that a smaller mammal is clearly the exact opposite of a slightly larger mammal. So I get why those are exact opposites. But then, to show how they're the same, he says, they're the exact same when I have a gun in my hand. So he says he's going to murder squirrels and children in this promo. Second guy, how do you feel about that?
I don't think that's legal, because 9 times out of 10, where you're going to find a kid in this country is at a zoo.
This is true. So are we assuming he means, you know, what's a kid? Is it a baby goat? A baby lamb?
No.
Which one is, or,
no, it's a baby kangaroo.
That's right. It's a baby kangaroo. So then... how is a mammal similar to a marsupial? I guess they
because
might be exact opposite.
Because they both live at the zoo.
And he'll shoot both of them.
Yes.
So why does Crazy Steve want to murder baby kangaroos now?
Well, maybe he lost a boxing match to one. I don't know.
To like his mom?
Perhaps.
He has a thirst for vengeance for the children, the family of that kangaroo that one-upped him.
It makes sense.
Now, later in this promo, where he compares these things, he compares losing a wrestling match to social services and the Department of Children Welfare, those sorts of people, removing a child from an unfit home.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yes. Yes, you can see that.
Well, yeah, because they're both very sad occurrences.
Okay. And then it's easy to say how they're the opposite because they are literally nothing alike.
I don't. You both lose something.
Well, I think everyone needs to go to YouTube, find this promo from Krazy Steve entitled "Let's Play a Game." I may toss it up on the Total Dudes web Facebook later. Just, I think this promo needs to be seen. Krazy Steve really, I think he's brought something new to the world of professional wrestling. I swear, if no one in my area books Krazy Steve, I am going to start shooting a bunch of baby kangaroos myself.
Wow.
Yep. Yep.
Maybe Ian Rotten will book them.
I hope so. Or maybe I'm shooting for Fuji Brown, perhaps, with his new Exodus Pro Wrestling, or perhaps Dave Dynasty with his Emerge. I've been petitioning those two fellows to bring in the Krazy one.
Any petition, Jonak will sign that.
She will. It's in her name.
If it's a petition, she'll sign it. All you got to do is just hand her a pen.
Well, that's been our episode of Total Steve with Sign Guy and Rex. What's the scuttlebutt around the rest of the world, Sign Guy?
Well, the scuttlebutt is, apparently, there's like a new merger with DOA Wrestling and NWA Blue Collar. They're going to be sharing a building.
Really?
That's the scuttlebutt. They're going to work it kind of like Evolve and Dragon Gate work it, where they share a building. One promotion goes first, and then the other one goes second, and then they'll flip-flop the order the next time. That's how I understand it to be.
IWA Mid-South used to do that occasionally too back in the day with CZW, Chikara maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that led to my personal favorite wrestling match ever happening in the ECW arena, Samoa Joe versus the Necro Butcher.
I thought your favorite wrestling match of all time was like something completely different. I thought it was like Tigre Uno against Krazy Steve.
No. It is historically known amongst at least upwards of 10 people that my favorite wrestling match of all time, Samoa Joe versus the Necro Butcher. However, last night, we were discussing, I saw the Kota Ibushi versus Katsuyori Shibata match from Day 7, G1 Climax 25. Unbelievable match. I watched it 3 times in a row, and it got better every time. It could be working its way up there to favorite ever.
Even ahead of Gravest Consequences?
Oh, it's absolutely ahead of it for the best match of the year. Absolutely. Grave
Bill Morges is crying right now. He is sitting in a room, probably with Dario Cueto, tears running down his masked face.
Well, you know why? Because tonight's their last show ever, probably.
They're still working things out. They may not be done.
It's not happening. It's done, Sign Guy. I've accepted it in my heart. Listen, it is my favorite show, but I've accepted that it's done, and I've moved on. I've moved on to... What's a popular show these days, Sign Guy?
Ring of Honor, I guess.
No, I mean, just like any TV show. Let's see what the top-rated TV shows are while we're looking up the important stuff.
The Flash.
Is that popular right now?
I think so.
Let's see what the top-rated... I don't even know how a couple of the top-rated shows are. Here we go. I'll find it. Let's talk about top-rated TV shows for a minute here on Total Tube, Sign Guy and Rex. What TV shows are you watching these days, Sign Guy?
Girl Meets World.
Oh, you watch that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a tremendous show.
Huh. I didn't even know it was...
The second season has even built up more of a following because they've incorporated Boy Meets World into this and intertwine the two. So you get the both worlds there.
Yeah.
You get the boy meeting the world and the girl meeting the world, and they tie the two together, yet at the same time keep them separate. It's brilliant.
Never seen it. Probably never will.
That's heartbreaking.
Well, you know, I don't really watch a lot of TV that doesn't have guys half-naked grappling with each other, but I'm going to start. What's the top TV shows this week? Here we go. I found it. Here we go, Sign Guy. Let's look at these top TVs. The top TVs for this week. Top TV number one, The Bachelorette. Ever seen it?
No.
Nope. Top TV number two, Bachelorette. After Rose. Ever seen it?
No.
Top TV number three, America's Got Talent. Ever seen it?
No.
Top TV four and five, Big Brother. Ever seen it?
No.
Now, I have to say, I saw maybe one episode of the first season because a lady from Columbus was on it, and I knew her children. So I did watch one episode of the first season of Big Brother. Top TV, number eight. America's Got Talent, Best Of. TV is the worst. All right, I guess I'm going to fill... you know what I'm going to fill this loss of Lucha Underground with? I'm going to fill it with the Indiana Pacers run to championship title this year. There we go.
So you're basically filling it with nothing.
No, I didn't say I was filling it with the career hopes of Marcus Smart. Boom.
Wow.
I like Marcus Smart a lot. I like him a lot. But we don't have time for total buckets today. We gotta move ahead. Well, not really. We don't really have much to talk about with this show. Let's just talk about things that we enjoy.
I enjoy Crazy Steve.
I enjoy him in theory. And that theory is that I enjoy him not at all. But he is, I still enjoy him. No. I'll tell you what I enjoy, though. I enjoy a nice, refreshing Miller Lite. Speaking of, Sign Guy, did you see the news this week?
I saw the news of some old broad drinking her share of Miller Lite.
Let me find that article real quick. We'll talk about this. But what are your thoughts on that, Sign Guy? Do you think that it is a fact that I'm going to live to be 110?
I think you'll be crossing the street to get a six-pack of Miller Lite at the local Aldi's, and a sanitation truck will hit you and kill you.
That's what you think, and you think about this. That's pretty brutal for you to think about.
It's not going to be as brutal as when that truck hits you and your bones shatter and they pierce through vital organs and you drown in your own blood.
But at least my blood will taste like delicious Miller Lite. Now let's talk about this woman. Here's the article. It's from People, called greatideas.people.com. 110-year-old woman credits longevity to ellipses Miller Lite. If you want to live as long as Agnes Sitton, you're going to have to make some lifestyle changes, namely adding Miller Lite to your diet. However, if you already drink Miller Lite on a daily basis, this might be the first time someone's ever told you you're on the right track. The Englewood, New Jersey woman, who turned 110 years young on Saturday, spoke with the Record about being a Super Centaurian, and that sounds like some cartoon from the 80s, doesn't it? The Super Centaurians.
Could have been.
She told ABC in 2005 that she drank 3 Miller Lights and whiskey. Could it be Fireball whiskey?
I'm going to guess it was Jack Daniels.
Perhaps, but she did that every single day for over 70 years on her doctor's recommendation. He said, Agnes, you must drink 3 Miller High Lifes a day. So this woman is basically the only hero I've ever had.
Dalton Castle.
Let's not do this, sign guy. Not here, not in front of the children. They can't know. They can't know about our fights.
Just putting it out there.
Anything else going on?
Not particularly, but you're going to ask me to hit the music, aren't you?
Well, sign guy, why don't you hit the music? Part of the show called Total Dialogue. This is where we usually take a scene from this week's episode of Total Divas that we watched. We transcribe said scene and we reenact it for you, the listener, at no additional cost. But this week, we've got something different. Yes, listeners, this week's episode of Total Divas, it featured nothing good in terms of dialogue. Nothing at all worth talking about. So, for the first time in the history of this show, we'll be taking a song from a certain diva and we will be recreating their lyrical masterpiece ourselves. Today's song, as you just heard, will be the smash hit Bye Bye, as performed by WWE superstar diva Cameron, aka Ariane, featuring Ice. So, how do you feel about this before we start?
I just hope I don't start throwing random head scissors at people.
Wrong one. Oh, no, you're right. You're right. When I was thinking of the shoot, yeah, okay. I apologize. I apologize completely. Fortunately, we're not in a studio.
Still.
All right, well, do you think you can do this? Can we handle these, the lyrics that would make, I don't know, just the worst lyrics. Are you ready?
Yes.
I think Bob Dylan was the ghostwriter of these. And scene.
Bye-bye. Girl bye. Boy bye. Bye-bye. 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 You know it's time to go. You know it's time to blow. A few things that you should know. I'm about my paper, baby. Never heard it like this before. Never seen it like this before. I'ma shake it just a little more. I'm about to drive you crazy. Classy and ghetto. When I hit this dance floor, all you hear is give me some more. I know you wanna touch me. They look so sprung. They sound so dumb. They think that they're the one. That's when I tell them good.
Bye bye. Girl bye. Boy bye. Goodbye. Out of my life. Bye bye. Boy bye. Girl bye. Goodbye. Out of my life. You know I like sex, but not more than big checks. All you hear is give me some more. Oh, I hold on. Let me I scrolled too far. You know I like sex, but not more than big checks. All you hear is give me some more. I'm about my paper, but all you're gonna do is watch me when I shake my ass in Tom Chi. Maybe a hoodie and a white tee? I'm about cash money. Crazy? Oh, damn. Sexy? I am. Raunchy? For real? Maybe. But that don't mean you get some. In fact, pretty baby, you get none. Better stop looking at me strong. It's time to tell you good. Don't forget to mention, to get my attention, just bring to me the Benjamins and friends. I'll thank you kindly. Maybe you can find me at bomb.com. And see. Well, same guy, what was that?
That was the smash hit Bye Bye from Ariane that she thought was so much the bomb.com that it was going to put her into the mainstream music world as she parlayed out of WWE and became a full-fledged musical sensation, leaving Vinny in her dust as she moved on and made sure the media saw her with every other musical act in the world.
Now, let's get started with this episode. There's not a ton to talk about. It was the most boring episode of the season, perhaps ever. But there's a few things to talk about. Can I just ask you, was Natty your least favorite person?
Yes. Yes, she was.
Okay. Well, then let me start off here because I've got one rant that I want to start right off here, and then I'll let you move on until we get to my next rant. I've got two good rants about Natty, and then everything else is garbage. So this first rant. Two Paws the Cat. The cat's name is Two Paws because apparently Natty and Tyson like the rapper Tupac. And it was suggested they name the cat Two Paws Now, this cat, Two Paws, he's a sex freak, is what we are also told. And Natty released her own sex tape in this episode. She is showing a video to the camera of Two Paws, her cat, just humping her head with a big old cat boner. She leaked her own sex tape to the world of Total Divas of her cat, Two Paws, with a big old cat ding dong just having sex with her head. Like, that's a normal thing to do, is to share a video of your kitty cat, your little pussy cat, with his big old heart on, having sex with your head. Wow! I don't even know what to say, Zine Guy.
Well, it doesn't shock me.
No! Hey, I bet everyone on Earth assumed at some point a sex tape would leak of Natty and a cat.
Yeah, I'm guessing probably most people saw it coming.
She didn't. Oh no, I can't say it. I can't say it. But what do you think about Two Paws and Natty and all this stuff? Take it away.
Well, the Two Paws was like one of the more normal things she did this episode. I was like,
but wait. Let me interject again. This cat, which clearly from the video had four paws, is named Two Paws.
Well, as we found out in the previous episode, mathematics not the strongest suit of the divas.
No. All right, I'll stop interrupting. Tell us about Natty.
Well, Natty, as she told us a couple of episodes ago, is headed to Europe. She left 19 cats with the Anvil and Ellie, and she just went to Europe. She left them in charge. She's leaked this tape of her and Two Paws, and apparently she took the IQ she did have and she left half of it back in the United States, because she reverted to about, I don't know, maybe about 10 years old in this episode.
Yes.
And was doing like fifth grade stuff the entire episode. Like, all of it was just like, hey, the teacher's not here, let's go and do stuff so the teacher can't yell at us and send us to detention. She was just mind-blowingly wretched this episode. Now, Foxy had this problem that she discussed last week, where she's still in love with Wade Barrett.
Yeah.
He's got this girlfriend. So Natty was like, we need to let you talk to him, so let's get his room number. So they go down to the desk, and rather than saying, hey, we're looking for Wade Barrett's room, could you give us the room number or something similar to that effect? She's like, oh, I have this brother, and he's staying here, and his name is Wade Barrett. Give us his room number. And the desk clerk says, well, I can't give you that, but I could call him. And Natty's like, no. And then she hangs over the desk to look at his computer upside down like she's a three-year-old. Just hanging on this guy's desk.
Yes.
Like she'll catch the glimpse of his computer screen. The guy obviously wanted to call security at that point, because a grown woman is hanging upside down on his desk, looking upside down at his computer screen to get the room number. So he probably thought she was some sort of weird groupie, and he was going to have her thrown out of the hotel. Sadly enough, she also was staying there. And she was all about Foxy going to Wade Barrett and saying she still loved him, and just going right back into the same relationship they had which Wade yes. Barrett ended because he had no interest in Foxy. He was not interested in it any longer, so he let her go. But Natty's best advice was just go there and just be his girlfriend again, like he wouldn't notice. Wade wouldn't just think, I thought I broke up with Foxy, but I guess not, and just kept going. And sadly, Foxy bought it. She's like, well, that sounds like a great idea. And she's like, wait, he's got a girlfriend now. He's like, ah, it doesn't matter. He won't remember that part of it. Just knock on his door at 3 a.m, and he'll just forget everything except that he's dating you. Because he'll forget the last 6 months of his life. Foxy almost bought it, and it took Rosa Mendez, evil robot extraordinaire, to try to get Foxy to understand this is the absolute worst idea in the history of ideas, and look at Natty. She's reverted to 10 years old. Don't listen to a 10-year-old. Listen to a growing up. Luckily, Foxy sort of listened to Rosa, but not entirely. But Natty was going to ruin the life of Foxy for no apparent reason whatsoever after she already probably sapped the very will to live out of Ellie Neidhart, who back in Florida was tending to 18 cats while the anvil was throwing them out through the broken screen one at a time when Ellie went to go get his beer. He's like, Ellie, I need a beer. She's like, I'll go to the kitchen and get it, Jim. And she come back with the beer. She's like, where'd the other cat go, Jim? And anvil like, I don't know. Must have escaped. And then Ellie'd have to go back to the pet store, buy another pussycat, come back, sit in there, like, I think the last one was white. You think this brown one is close enough, Jim? And he'd be like, yeah, baby. And they never showed any of that, which would have been a billion times more interesting. But Natty was too selfish. She's like, show me when I'm reverted back to 10 years old. And then at the very end of the episode, the thing that baffles me still to this very moment, she just started making out with some random guy for no reason yes. whatsoever. Just like, hey, there's a guy that's like 300 pounds, looks nothing like TJ, but it must be TJ. I'll just make out with him in case it is. No reason, didn't talk to the guy or anything. They're just making out.
Well, there's one Natty moment that I have to mention. Let me pop one open for this one, brother, because it's about to get wild. So at the beginning of the episode, a quote flashes on the screen, which comes from later in the episode. Natty basically says, guys are annoying. All they want to do is eat Chipotle. What in the world? Eat Chipotle. So as I thought about this, sign guy, I realized there's two trains of thought here. First off, either Natty thinks that the most important thing in a fella's life is going to Chipotle, getting his burrito bowl, lathering on the smoked Chipotle Tabasco sauce, and not like anything else ever a dude has ever done. I mean, I love Chipotle, but like that's something I do maybe once a month, twice a month if I'm feeling real crazy. It is definitely not the only thing I want to do. So that's the first train of thought. But now it's going to take a darker turn, sign guy. Oh, this I didn't like to think about, and you're not going to either. The other train of thought, Natty was making an innuendo in that she feels that a great euphemism for cunnilingus on a female is eating Chipotle, comparing female genitalia to a barbacoa burrito just loaded up with white rice and sour cream and refried beans, just comparing sexual gratification by either tongue and mouth to eating a disgusting oversized burrito made in split seconds by a stone dirty geek.
I don't think she's that sophisticated to have thought of that. There's no way Natty, in her 10-year-old state, would ever think of that. She's just thinking back to third grade, and probably one day TJ was like, why don't we go to Chipotle for lunch? And so Natty, based on that one comment, that one day, was like, that's all TJ wants to do is just go to Chipotle. It's all he ever thinks about is Chipotle. That's it.
But can we pretend for a minute that maybe it is the more sexual?
No, because I don't think discussing a 10-year-old like that is appropriate.
Hey, this is the lady that leaked her own sex tape of a cat fucking her head.
But to be fair, she probably didn't understand what the cat was doing.
No, she specifically understood and stated to everyone what it was doing. She said, this cat likes to hump me.
Yeah, that's true, but I don't think she truly grasped what that meant. Because probably again, TJ came home, saw it, and he's like, Nat, why is the cat humping your head? He's like, oh, is that what it's called? And she didn't know what it meant. But she would refer to it. She's like, my cat humps my head. And the dentist was like, what? And she was probably at the post office, and she told the postmaster, the cat humps my head. And he's like, huh? And she probably called Ellie. She's like, oh, sorry, I missed your call earlier. The cat was humping my head. She's like, eh, eh, that's okay, Nat. No problem.
I've had lots of cats hump my head, eh? Especially since you've been gone, eh? Your dad keeps throwing them at my head when they get boners.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Okay, then she literally thinks...
The same guy who last week wanted to make out with Cesaro just for no reason randomly.
All right, I'll give it to you then. She thinks every fella only wants to eat Chipotle. Now, you've already brought up my top person, Alicia Fox. Good God, did I hate Foxy. Her annoying crush on Wade Barrett is the worst storyline ever on this show. As you said, dude has a girlfriend, and she can't stop bugging that clown. Not the clown Crazy Steve, but the clown Wade Barrett at all. And that dude's a legit clown. Not like Crazy Steve, but a legit clown. He loses regularly to a character who has a Burger King crown and carries a damn toilet plunger to the ring, you know, much like T.L. Hopper. Except dirty white boy Tony Anthony was, you know, 8 billion times the worker Wade Barrett will ever be. Do you agree?
Yeah, pretty much.
So we have this. She's running around crazy for this goof. This goof in his damn Lion King outfit. I don't even know what his outfit is. He looks like Skeletor or something. What is King Barrett? Is he supposed to be like an actual king? Or is it supposed to be like, you know, kids dress up like, and calling him the king is a goof?
I think it evolved from the King of the Ring into now he's just an actual king, kind of like Booker T when he went through that whole I'm a British king phase.
So he's an actual king now, then, you believe?
I think that's right.
Huh. God. So then Foxy starts getting all juicy backstage over another king of the geeks, Tyson Chandler. You know, long time nobody the last few years. even though she had no clue who he was moments before, asking him if he is a basketball player. Huh, I wonder why she thought the tall black fellow was a basketball player. Could it be racism, Foxy? I don't know. Regardless, Foxy, as you said, she's made aware about Wade and his girlfriend going through problems, so she immediately decides to just be a damn homewrecker and ruin a beautiful love story for a relationship that never worked before and will never work again. And then she gets mad because she says, I'm not a homewrecker, when she's called out for obviously being a homewrecking idiot. So here's one thing that's sad about this sun guy. Between this episode and last episode, are the three amigas done?
We could only hope.
The world is in a state of chaos until we find the answer.
Yeah.
Now,
real quick to interject, also forgot Natty.
Oh, yeah.
Had no idea who Tyson Chandler was, but ran up with foil in her hair to get a picture in case he was someone important. And the best thing of this entire episode, summarizing, saying, oh, Natty, you never look so good. There's like foil literally hanging off of her hair. She had no makeup, and she had no idea who the guy was, but wanted to send it to all her social medias because it might have been someone that was famous or important or something. She had to get her picture with them.
Yes. Now, I think Natty could probably name a professional basketball team, but do you think she could name a professional basketball team that Tyson Chandler has played for? Granted, he's played for one most of his career, but do you think she could name any of them?
She didn't even know who he was, so no.
Well, beyond knowing even who he is, do you think she could even know the name of any of the teams he played for?
Yeah, I could see that because she wrestles in a lot of arenas that were the NBA.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. But do you think she knows what those arenas are for?
Yeah, she knows they house NBA and NHL, I'm sure, because she sees the lockers and there's like stuff all around saying who plays there. So she probably has picked up on that, but she couldn't name someone that plays there unless it was like, say if they were in Phoenix, she knows Wayne Gretzky coaches there because she's Canadian. And so Wayne Gretzky is a national icon.
Good point. Here's the list of Tyson Chandler teams. Let's see if we think she could name a team. I think she could name one right off the bat, the Chicago Bulls. I think she would know the Bulls, don't you?
Yeah, that's probably one she would be able to get pretty quick. She'd probably handful of, like, really old established teams.
Yes. New Orleans Hornets, not a chance. Charlotte Bobcats, not a chance. Dallas Mavericks, not a chance. New York Knicks, probably. And he apparently plays for the Phoenix.
Orlando, too.
Mm-mm. He didn't play for Orlando.
Magic, but she would know the Magic because Trinity was from the Magic.
Now, do you think she would still call the Grizzlies the Vancouver Grizzlies?
She might, because that would have been her closest team. So she probably got a lot of their TV.
All right. Well, there's a great episode of Total Buckets moving along here. There's just one more point I need to make about Foxy. She then decides she's going to go to the bar and try to find her some candy, which is gross to say. And she again states that Wade Barrett is the first love of her life. The first love she ever had, Wade Barrett, at the age of like 28 or something. Her first love ever, all time, all her life, Wade Barrett. Wade Barrett's parents don't even claim to like him that much, let alone Foxy, you clown. her first love ever? I don't know, sign guy.
I thought that was awfully odd, because I'm like, isn't she in her mid-30s now?
Yeah.
And that was her first love, was good old Wade Barrett, and he didn't really care for Foxy. He was kind of like, yeah, this is going to work, so I'm just going to quit taking her calls, just move along.
You know what? She's the Miss Piggy to his Kermit.
Yes.
Mm. No wonder I hate him so much. All right, who else did you hate on this show?
Well, I had Foxy at number two.
Okay, moving along.
Moving along, and my number three position was Brie Bella.
Okay, and let me disagree with you. Not necessarily Brie mode herself, but the T mode, just all of them, that nonsense, it wasn't funny, it wasn't interesting, it sucked, it was horrible, and I didn't even want to talk about it, so go ahead.
Well, the thing that bothered me most about this, I don't know if you actually caught it or not, but they talked about before they got to Europe that, you know, certain members of the roster were on the red side, certain ones on the blue side. They went to different towns, her and Brian on opposite sides, I'm sure at the request of Daniel Bryan. And she didn't care that they were not going to see each other on their one-year anniversary. She's like, well, I guess that's a good thing, because now I can go into Brie mode. Didn't care about her anniversary. Didn't care that she wasn't going to see her husband for 2 weeks. It was like, now I can get completely smashed the entire 2 weeks, and he'll never know, because I won't call him endlessly, night and day, in the middle of the morning, midnight, whatever, and start talking nonsense and screaming Brie mode while he's trying to work out or sleep or eat or anything. Because she thinks he's an idiot, and she thinks he doesn't notice that when she's just completely loud as she can get, falling down. She thinks he doesn't notice it, but he does. Everybody does. And that was what she was excited about. She's like, I get to be drunk 2 complete weeks, not draw a single sober breath. This is great.
Yes.
And she talked even on the plane. She getting into Brie mode on the plane. She's like, yeah, I couldn't sleep, but I was drinking. And then when she had her big talk with Paige, and they were talking about why they hate Nikki Bella, Brie was only concerned with eating potato chips. Like, Paige trying to get the vital information out of her, trying to understand her sister better. It was Brie just shoving chip after chip after chip after chip into her face, nonstop eating.
Yes. Now, okay. Did you get in all your Brie hate there, or do you got more? Because I've got a little interjection to make if you're complete.
Interject away.
All right. So, speaking of people that eat and eat and eat, on my list of favorite people was Jonathan Coyle. Joe Hickey might be here to show merch, but Jonathan Coyle is here to eat. They apparently at some point just bring him out some carcass of a large animal, and he's just sitting there eating away his dead, slaughtered nightmare, it was largely delicious, never stopping, just eating, just constantly eating. And as we know, episode ago or two, he ate 2 steaks, and then they went out to the old Brazilian steakhouse. He's just eating steaks. Every scene he's been in has just been him gobbling down on huge hunks of meat. And, like, I hope, I'm talking to people. I hope we can get Jonathan Coyle on the show, but I fear that we would be unable to understand him with the enormous amount of just cooked meat he would have stored in his jowls the entire episode. So
you're a great episode of total dialogue, though.
But we would guess, what meat does Jonathan Coyle have in his jowls at this immediate moment? He wouldn't even know.
I'm going to say pork.
I think maybe some sort of pork. Some sort of maybe like a lamb shank of some sort, perhaps. Who knows? He doesn't know. Just constant meat shoveled in his gullet. All right. So, who else did you like on this show?
Well, in my number three position was Rosa.
Okay. I almost put her, but I couldn't because it's Rosa. But go ahead.
Well, Rosa, the evil robot, she saw what was going on here with Foxy trying to force her way into this relationship at the advice of Natty. And Rosa was positive Wade wouldn't forget his girlfriend and just think that Foxy was always his girlfriend and he couldn't remember the last 6 months. She knew better than that. So she's trying to tell Foxy, you're being stupid here. You're not thinking clearly. You're under the influence of Natty and her 10-year-old mind. So Paige took offense to this. Not Paige. Foxy took offense to this. And Rose ended up just screaming at the top of her lungs at both Natty and Foxy because she knew what was going to happen. She knew it'd get ugly.
Mm-hmm.
So for her being the voice of shrieking advice, that's why I put her on number three.
And I agree. I agree with her because especially when I was watching it, the beginning of the episode, I myself said, God, what a homewrecker you are, Foxy. And then when she said it later, I was like, oh, no, I agree with Rosa. But excellent. My top person I liked this week was not so much a person as it was the appearance of our favorite television show, Swerved, in the form of our truth, dressed as Bay, a.k.a. Badass Elephant. I can't wait for the swerve of Sign Guy and Myself comes when they reveal this entire show, all 4 seasons of Total Divas, has been created simply to rib us, and that we're the target audience, we come to find out. Swerving Rex and Sign Guy. What do you think?
I saw that and I said, why would they subject us to the filming of Swerve twice? Why would they do this? But they did. I didn't like
Swerve.
It the first time.
Oh, it's great. He's just
recycling the footage. I said, well, you could have filmed anything else. Film Natty walking around the halls with toilet paper stuck to her shoe. Do anything. But the whole elephant thing, and they didn't set anything up. It was just Paige tackling the elephant for no reason. They didn't set anything up to explain why. She just tackled. Everyone else on Swerved went up there, and then Bay would do something like, oh my goodness, I've been swerved. But not Paige. Paige said, oh, I'll just tackle this elephant for no reason, despite not knowing who's in there. It could be anyone in there. It could have been some high school kid in a high school mascot outfit that they were going to use for whatever reason. She didn't know. She just tackled it.
No, dude, it was Bay. Come on, man, it was Bay. Bad.
But she didn't know
elephant.
That. They didn't say that until after the people were swerved and she never got swerved.
So did you like anybody else?
Number two, I'm going to go with Brian Kendrick, who once again just took the moves from Eva, made them look a million times better than what they were. Head scissors after head scissors, crucifix into a sunset. He did it all. Made her look reasonably competent, even though she's not.
Nope, I watched her on NXT last week, and she is assuredly not.
And then my number one this week was Rachel, the previously unmentioned Wade Barrett girlfriend, because this poor broad flew to Europe to be with Wade Barrett.
Well, perhaps she's European.
No, she spoke with an American accent.
Oh, I didn't remember hearing her speak. Okay.
Yeah, she's an American, and she flew to Europe to be with Wade Barrett. And when Foxy spots her, Foxy's like, oh, no, that girl's back, and Wade will forget that he's supposed to not remember the last 6 months of his life. So she's panic-stricken. But then she talks to her, and she's like, that's my new best friend. I love her. We're great friends now. I don't like Wade Barrett after all. I want to hang out with this broad. So the broad just, you know, killed the entire storyline dead, and for that, she's an American hero.
This is true. Rachel.
And she got to hang out with Maria Menounos, who also is in Europe at random for no reason whatsoever, just hanging out backstage at a WWE house show in Europe.
True. Well, I didn't like anybody else on this show. It was a show with very few characters, realistically, overall, and most of them were just not likable. So that's fine. But I'm working on trying to get some guests because I think the Derek Mack interview was an enormous success. So I'm trying to get a hold of Jonathan Coyle, I stated. Vinny. If I don't get Vinny on, there's no point in doing this. Maybe I'll try to get a hold of Rachel here. Who else should we try to get? I'm thinking they have to be non-WWE people, so...
Kevin the waiter.
I don't know how to get a hold of that person, but we can try.
You need to find him because he was the best thing to ever be on that show because he just did his job, just kept waiting. And, you know, Bree throwing her little fit didn't faze him, you know. He just took everything in stride.
Well, I'll try to. I don't know how, but we'll try. Maybe the Bella's dad.
You think he'd be out of the AA meeting?
He's definitely out of the AA meeting, and it might be the most amazing thing to ever happen. We'll just ask him. So what was it like raising Bree and Nicole? And then he'll just guzzle down whatever's near, and it'll turn into something excellent.
Perhaps. Now, I have just been informed that any petition Joanak actually has a question for you. She is called in.
Yeah.
So, you know, apparently we're getting a surprise ambush from any petition Joanak. Any petition, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, I said an ambush. I was just curious because I have been thinking about this for a while. Since this whole King Barrett thing started. I know you hate King Barrett, and he irritates the hell out of me, too. I've been thinking about this for a while. Have you seen Princess Bride?
Princess Bride?
Have you seen the movie Princess Bride with, you know, with Andre the Giant in it?
Never heard of it.
Oh.
What?
I've probably seen it long ago. Yeah, it has something to do with the guy from what's the movie he was in? The one where he cuts off his leg, that guy?
It was a Rob Reiner vehicle. Rob Reiner.
Yeah, it's the guy that cuts his leg off. What's his name? That movie where he cuts his leg off. He was in that movie. What's
yeah,
that movie called?
Scary movies.
Oh, Saw. The guy from Saw, yeah.
Okay. I didn't see Saw either, so...
She didn't see Saw. She wasn't.
Nope, I don't watch those movies.
Seesaw. But what about The Princess Bride?
I was just thinking, you know that stupid noise that he makes, that boo noise? That's like at the beginning of his
boo. Yeah.
Yeah, that noise. Okay. For those out there listening that have seen this movie quite a bit, am I the only one that thinks that noise sounds exactly like the woman booing the princess in that dream, that nightmare she has, where she marries the guy she's not supposed to marry, Prince Humperdinck? Okay, I swear to God, that noise he makes sounds exactly like this woman. It's really, really
fine, guy. Sign guy, what have you done?
I don't know, but I can tell you this. Just the other day, I picked up The Princess Bride 25th Anniversary Edition from the library. I was planning to watch it tomorrow. I will watch and confirm or deny the claims of any Petition Joan Act.
Yes. Pay attention. You only see this woman in the dream. She starts booing at Buttercup.
Who's she played by?
I have no idea. I don't know. The only two, there are only three actors I know the name of in this entire movie. And
by whom is she portrayed? I need to reframe my question. Maybe that'll help you.
The booing woman? I don't know whom played her.
No, you don't know who played her.
No, whatever. You know, I don't know who played her. I have no idea.
What's the name of the main guy? What's the name of the main guy?
The name of the main prince?
I don't know.
Not prince.
What?
The name of the main interest is Carrie Ellis.
Yeah, no, Carrie Hughes. Isn't it pronounced like Hughes?
Okay. I know how to spell it.
Yeah, that guy. He's in Saw, and he cuts his leg off.
I did not know he was in Saw. I knew he was in Liar Liar. I did not know he was in Saw.
You did not.
Yes, I did. He's in Liar
Liar.
You did not.
I gotta agree with Rex. You did not.
I did know he was in Liar Liar.
You
did. I think
you're the
Liar Liar.
He plays the boyfriend.
Of Jim Carrey?
Of the ex-wife, of Jim Carrey's ex-wife.
Wow.
All right,
now,
well,
did you know that Carrie Elwes wrote a book chronicling the making of said Princess Bride film?
I actually knew this. We bought it as a Christmas present for the neighbor, and then... She gave it to me and said, you should read this. There's some great Andre the Giant stories. And then I never read it.
Wow. There actually were some great Andre the Giant stories, because Andre Giant led to the breaking of Carrie's toe, which kind of hurt the production.
And led to him in the future having to cut it off.
Apparently so.
Oh,
all right. Well,
need I say... John Cena making an inappropriate joke in front of the reader was absolutely hilarious.
No, because it was absolutely creepy.
It was hilarious.
It was
this guy,
creepy.
This fucking guy's running around showing his dick and his ass in movies now. He thinks he's got to be a creep to people. He needs to stop it. He's a hero to children.
He was just trying to wait on customers, trying to do his job, and John Cena's like, you don't understand what I'm going to do to this woman in a few minutes. Let me get really graphic about it. And he's trying to get through the specials, trying to take their order, and the more he does, the more John Cena's like, no, let me lay it out. Here, let me put her down on the table and show you. I'll demonstrate.
He wasn't trying to do the specials and all that shit. He was just trying to get their dessert order. They were already done with dinner. Don't be so dramatic.
Well, don't you think that they have dessert specials there?
You know what's dramatic? Sign guy, cut her off.
Wow.
Oh, boy, that was fun. Well, it's time to wrap the show up. We got to end this. What's going on, sign guy? What are you doing?
Well, I've cut off any petition Joan acts, so that's always a highlight. Friday, we're supposed to kick off Zane month on Sign Guys Wrestling Show, but my first Zane apparently forgot they were unavailable this week, so I'm currently trying to recreate this with a different Zane on short notice.
That's hard. There's not many Zanes.
There's actually a few. I'm going to give it a shot. And Buddha's special tomorrow with Turnbuckle. We got the young fan from Indianapolis, Alex McFarland, who is on this spring. He's going to come on, talk local wrestling with myself and QT.
That kid blocked me on Facebook because I told him he was a lunatic for believing in the idea that Kevin Sullivan murdered Chris Benoit's family and that Chris Benoit was innocent. So you should ask him about that.
All right. And, Sunday we have scheduled, and I'm waiting on confirmation, John Green of Micro Championship Wrestling.
Oh, wow, cool. Ask him about Hogan.
I'm sure he'll come up.
I hope so. I'm probably go to the movies. We're gonna try to buy a new bed this weekend. That's pretty big news.
Is that because of the latest trend sweeping the nation?
Yes, it is the trend.
Uh huh.
And then there's the AAA Triple Mania this weekend. Pretty much looking forward to that. So it's a pretty big weekend, son guy.
Are you going to go down to Mexico and see it?
Yes, we're flying out to Mexico Saturday morning, and we will return early Monday morning.
Very nice.
And that will about do it for, let me count it off, total buckets with Sign Guy and Rex, total movies with Sign Guy and Rex, total, what else have we done? There's something else on here. It's Total TV with Sign Guy and Rex. Until next time, Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. Later.